The news was published on Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. I am Tom. Hey there, folks. Let me tell you about something that's got the tech world buzzing. You know how we're all drowning in information these days? Well, Google's come up with this nifty little tool called Notebook LM that might just be our lifesaver. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, great, another AI thing. But hold your horses, because this one's actually pretty cool. So, picture this. You've got a bunch of stuff you want to learn about, but it's all wrapped up in complicated jargon and science speak. Maybe it's a video, a podcast, or some dusty old research paper. Normally, you'd have to slog through it all, probably falling asleep halfway through. But Notebook LM? It's like having a super smart friend who can explain everything to you in plain English. Here's the kicker. It doesn't just spit out boring summaries. Nope, it turns all that info into a chat between two people, like you're eavesdropping on a really interesting conversation. And the best part? It's totally free. You just chuck whatever you want to learn about into this digital box and boom, out comes a podcast that actually makes sense. Now, let me paint you a picture of how this could change things. Imagine you're curious about, I don't know, rocket science. Instead of trying to decipher some mind-boggling NASA document, you feed it to Notebook LM. In a few minutes, you've got a podcast explaining how rockets work, no PhD required. It's like having a personal tutor for literally anything you want to know about. You know, it's funny how the world of information has changed over the years. Take Wikipedia, for instance. Back in 2001, this little website popped up, and suddenly, we had this massive encyclopedia at our fingertips. It was like someone had taken all the dusty old books from the library and crammed them into our computers. No more lugging around those heavy volumes or flipping through pages to find what you needed. Just type in a search and bam, there's your answer. But here's the thing, Wikipedia wasn't just about making information accessible. It was about making it understandable. Before Wikipedia, if you wanted to learn about, say, quantum physics, you'd have to wade through some pretty dense academic papers. But Wikipedia broke it down for the average Joe. It was like having a really smart friend explain things to you in a way that actually made sense. And that's kind of what Notebook LM is doing now, but on steroids. It's taking all this complex, jargon-filled information and turning it into something we can actually wrap our heads around. It's like Wikipedia met a really cool science teacher and had a baby. Remember when we were kids and we'd ask our parents those impossible questions? Why is the sky blue? How do planes fly? And they'd give us those simplified explanations that we could understand. Notebook LM is like having access to a whole army of those patient, knowledgeable adults ready to break down any topic for us. But it's not just about simplifying things, it's about making information come alive. You know how sometimes you read something and your eyes just glaze over? Notebook LM is trying to prevent that. It's taking dry, boring text and turning it into a conversation. It's like the difference between reading a textbook and listening to your favorite teacher tell you a story. Suddenly, you're not just learning. You're engaged, you're interested, you're actually enjoying the process. And let's talk about podcasts for a minute. Remember when they first hit the scene in the early 2000s? It was like radio. But better. You could listen to whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted. No more being stuck with whatever was on the air at that moment. Podcasts gave us the freedom to learn about obscure topics, hear stories we'd never have access to otherwise, and dive deep into subjects we were passionate about. Notebook LM is doing something similar, but with a twist. Instead of having to search for a podcast on a specific topic, it's creating custom content just for you. It's like having a podcast studio in your pocket, ready to produce a show on any topic you're curious about. Think about how revolutionary podcasts were for commuters. Suddenly, that boring drive to work became an opportunity to learn something new. Notebook LM is taking that idea and running with it. Imagine being able to turn any chunk of your day into a learning opportunity. Waiting for the bus? Why not learn about the history of public transportation? Cooking dinner? How about a quick lesson on the chemistry of cooking? But it's not just about convenience. Podcasts changed the way we consume information. They made it personal. You weren't just reading words on a page or watching a video. You were listening to someone talk directly to you. It felt intimate, like you were part of a conversation. Notebook LM is tapping into that same feeling. It's not just spitting out facts, it's creating a dialogue, making you feel like you're part of the learning process. You know, as we look ahead, I can't help but think about how Notebook LM might evolve. It's like we're standing on the edge of a tech revolution, and this little tool is just the beginning. Imagine a world where instead of just getting audio, you're getting full-on personalized video content. It's not just a robotic voice reading out facts anymore. We're talking about AI presenters that look and sound just like real people, tailored to what you like and how you learn best. Think about it. You could have your own personal David Attenborough explaining complex scientific concepts, or maybe a Gordon Ramsay-type character walking you through a tricky recipe. The AI could adjust its tone, pace, and even its jokes based on what works for you. It's like having a YouTube channel that's made just for you on any topic you can think of. This isn't just about making learning easier. It's about making it fun, engaging, and totally personalized. But let's not stop there. The potential of this tech goes way beyond just educational videos. Imagine you're trying to fix your car or put together some IKEA furniture. Instead of fumbling with a generic instruction manual or watching a one-size-fits-all YouTube tutorial, you could have an AI-generated guide that knows exactly what tools you have, what your skill level is, and even what mistakes you're likely to make. It could show you close-ups of the exact parts you need to focus on, or slow down explanations for the trickier bits. And when it comes to cooking, oh boy, this could be a game-changer. Picture this. You tell the AI you're cooking for a date night, but you're lactose intolerant, and your partner hates cilantro. Boom. It doesn't just give you a recipe, it creates a whole cooking show just for you. The AI host could walk you through each step, giving you tips on presentation, wine pairings, and even conversation starters for the dinner. It's not just about following a recipe anymore, it's about creating an experience tailored exactly to your needs and preferences. But here's where it gets really exciting, and maybe a little bit scary, depending on how you look at it. This technology isn't going to stay confined to our computers or phones. It's going to spread into every aspect of our daily lives. Imagine waking up and asking your smart home device about the weather, and instead of getting a boring forecast, you get a mini newscast tailored to your interests. Your AI assistant could brief you on the latest developments in your field while you're brushing your teeth, or give you a quick language lesson while you're making coffee. In your car, the navigation system could turn into a personal tour guide, giving you interesting facts about the areas you're driving through, based on your interests. At work, your email client could summarize and prioritize your messages, presenting them in a format that suits your learning style. Even your fitness tracker could turn into a personal coach, analyzing your progress and giving you pep talks in the voice of your favorite athlete. The possibilities are mind-boggling and honestly a bit overwhelming. We're looking at a future where access to information isn't just easy, it's unavoidable. It's going to be everywhere, all the time, always tailored to us. It's exciting, but it also raises some big questions. How will this change the way we learn and interact with the world? Will we lose the ability to process information that isn't specially curated for us? And what about privacy? How much of ourselves are we willing to share to get this level of personalization? These are big questions, and we don't have all the answers yet. But one thing's for sure, the future of information is going to be personal, immersive, and always on. It's going to change the way we learn, work, and live in ways we can barely imagine right now. And it all starts with tools like Notebook LM. We're just at the beginning of this journey, and I can't wait to see where it takes us. And that's the news for today. This is Tom, reporting for Listen 2. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep your eyes on the horizon. The future's coming faster than we think.